Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm is offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact more or learn more. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Beautiful, NFork Farm. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NaperoAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NaperoAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. I love doing that. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Thank you, Sullivan's. Been with me since the very beginning. 5 years now, we've been bringing you all the good news on the Dolly McCarthy Show, and Sullivan's been a big part of that. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivansSteak.com. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Oh, how could we forget that? Hey, enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Mission experts for over 10 years. That's according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine, you've all heard that before, right, to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Wow, imagine that. Way to go, Matt Weber, the owner of Clark's Car Care. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 oil change. Yes, you heard that right, $17.95. Where can you get an oil change for that? Or if you got one of those fancier cars, you'll need that synthetic oil, and Matt is offering it for only $27.95. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. Thanks, Matt Weber. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show is Bricconi's. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconi's.com, or you can give them a call at 630-717-9530. If you pop in there, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get absolutely nothing for free. But I'm kidding. No, seriously. If you're a veteran, you do get a dessert on me. So mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and we want to take care of our veterans. We love to highlight non-for-profits and veterans groups on the Dolly McCarthy Show. So if you know of a group that we haven't yet featured, and we've featured dozens, maybe hundreds now. The show's been around for over 5 years now, so probably hundreds. But there's plenty more. In fact, I'm right in the middle of commercial time, but I will point out how there are so many non-for-profits groups in the Chicagoland area. In fact, I just met with 25 of them right near my home. You know, I live now in Park Ridge, and I've met with 25 non-for-profits just here in Park Ridge that are really, really making a difference in a big way here. But in Naperville, where I lived for many years, I think there's over 150. So there's just so many, and I've tried to cover as many as I can, but there's many more. So please, please do send me an email, text, or message on my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, or on our Twitter at Good Dolly Show. All right, let's continue on. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Thanks, Naper Settlement, for sponsoring The Dolly McCarthy Show. Naper Nights going on there. They got Wednesday Walking Club. Lots of beautiful things to see at Naper Settlement. That's, again, where history comes to play. You'll see old farmhouses, old schoolhouses, log cabin. It's definitely worth a trip, especially in the fall. It's a beautiful way to enjoy fall, beautiful, huge, old, 100-year-old oak trees. You don't want to miss that opportunity. So check out Napier Settlement. Tell them Dolly sent you, NapierSettlement.org. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, I can't even say my own name now, is Midwest Coach Limousine. It's a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. You can visit them online at mwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. And finally, been with us since the very beginning, Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. Love these guys. They didn't invent dancing. Nope, just the best way to teach it. Indeed. ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Check them out on the web. And mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is on me. Just got to mention the show. Really, not technically on me, but because I put in a good word for you, you can say it, and they'll give you a free dance lesson. All right, we'll be right back.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, what's the good word? This is Dolly McCarthy. You've got it right here on the good show, the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host. Thanks for tuning in. We bring you good news every week, good guests, and we do have a very good guest on today's show. He promised me he'd be good. I always deliver. And Bruce Martin, you better not disappoint, from the Community Career Center. He is coming up, a board member there, and we're going to be talking to Bruce about this year's Dancing with the Celebrities. You guys may remember I was in that competition. Do I have to remind you? That's like the only big award I've ever won in my life. And I still have that. Yep, I have that in my, well, front room, we call it, on the Northwest Side. It's living room for many of you. In the front room, it's still in its case. Thank you, Kim White, and the whole crew from the Community Career Center. That was such a blast, dancing with the celebrities there. And I think, wait, what was the other award? I'm looking at it. It's in my cabinet here. Okay, most likely to turn pro. Oh, yeah, that's the award I got. I don't know what that meant, but I did stick with it for quite a while, about 5 years of dancing after that. I loved it, and I wouldn't call it semi-pro, but I entered into some competitions. You know, I just wanted to stay in shape and I had so much fun dancing with James over at Arthur Murray Dance in Oak Brook and in Naperville. Again, they didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it, and they sure do. But there's lots of other dance schools that volunteer their time, and we're going to talk to Bruce about all of that, Community Career Center, and more, so coming up. But first, this is The Good Show on WCKG 1530 AM. Hello to everybody on Tuiville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began. Hello to everybody there, my longtime listeners there. Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. They told me to shorten the show to 30 minutes from an hour. But my downloads tripled, so they were onto something. I'm glad I listened. Sometimes it pays to listen to other people, smarter people. 1010 News Talk, hello to everybody there. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Good Dolly Show. And our Instagram is just blowing up. Check out our Instagram. It's so much fun. It's so easy and fun to do. So check that out. Lots of fun posts on there. And our Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, as well. Message me. Send me what the good word is. I want to know what the good word is in your life. Got lots going on. What a week we've had. If you've been following our Facebook page, we've been saying goodbye to our dear friend who's been on this show many times, Naperville's Mayor George Pareto, who passed away last Monday, the day before his 81st birthday. My buddy George passed on, and it's going to be really hard for me to talk about him right now because now I'm getting choked up. I wasn't going to do this, but you've heard him on the show many times, and you followed me. If you followed me on Facebook, many of you know he was my sidekick for many years. We've done so many charity events together. We've been to so many charity events together. And I had the great honor of always getting to introduce the mayor to people all over the Southwest suburbs. That was something that I really honored and cherished. And I remember one of the first times I ever introduced him, the organizers of the event said, you know, after you talk, just, you know, the mayor will come up. And I said, do we have anybody introducing the mayor? No, he doesn't need an introduction. Everybody knows him. Well, of course everybody knows him, but, you know, somebody like that needs an introduction. So I was always proud to do that. He was a beloved mayor and one of my dearest friends, and probably in life, you know, you have your parents that are your cheerleaders, probably close friends and maybe a good uncle or aunt. But for me, it was Mayor Pradel. And I think that I can safely say I wasn't special. He did that for everybody. You know, he did at least give me his friendship and time, which is really important. Making time for people you love. Don't forget to do that. We're so busy. You know, I'm so busy. I know you're busy, probably busier than me. But you just have to pause and figure out in your day where you're going to squeeze in those moments that really matter. You know, you can't take it with you. That's for sure. So we really do miss you, Mayor Pradel. You'll always be my mayor. We used to do the New Year's Eve countdown, too, in Naperville every year. And last year was our first year not having him. I think he was just a little too sick to come out. It's really cold, too. But let's just remember him, and we will honor him with this show. This show is dedicated to all of our friends, George Pradel. Okay, now... listen to me. I'm going to take a moment here. Oh, George Pradel. Okay, you know, I went yesterday. I will tell you this. Before Bruce comes on the line, Bruce Martin from the Community Career Center, I will point out, I have a couple of announcements, and I mentioned earlier in the show when we started talking about our sponsors and how I'm so appreciative for all of you that have been with the show for over 5 years, that there's so many charities out there, and if you have a charity that you are a part of that has not been featured on this show, or maybe you have and it's time to revisit it, please let me know. Reach out to me. Yesterday I was lucky to go to a Park Ridge Community Fund luncheon where they highlighted all the non-for-profits in Park Ridge. There's 25 of them and probably more growing. And I got very lucky. I was able to meet Chris Salyards, who is the executive director of The Harbor. And I've told you guys that I started a magazine out here, and I'm featuring The Harbor in the article there. So I was really glad we finally got to meet Chris. We've only been talking on the phone. And The Harbor is an emergency shelter. It's a crisis intervention, offering services to girls 12 to, I think she said, 21 years old. And they provide transitional living support and life skill training for homeless girls. I mean, these girls, Chris was telling me, that they don't even think of themselves as homeless. You know, this is the great thing about this. This is just a place to be in the meantime, and they're growing and learning, and I really was impressed with what they're doing over at The Harbor and Chris Salyards. And in fact, if you want to check them out on the web, learn more about The Harbor, it's pretty easy, theharbor.org. But here's a way to get involved and have fun while you're doing it. The Harbor is having a fundraiser. Again, it's the local homeless shelter serving girls and young women, and it's holding its annual fundraising event on Saturday, September 29th, beginning at 7:30. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this event, so please join us as The Harbor journeys back in time to a spirited time in American history for an evening of speakeasy and roaring 20s casino conveniently hidden inside the Fields Infinity dealership of Glencoe, Illinois. Your charitable contribution of $80 includes cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, gambling, and the music from the jazz trio, the Elaine Dame. You can purchase tickets at theharbor.org. That's The Harbor. Now, Harbor is spelled HARBOUR.org. Okay? You come? Will you come? Who's coming? Who's coming with me? The Harbor. All right, another announcement, ELF. It's the Elementary Learning Foundation here in Park Ridge. they're trying to raise awareness and funds for all the good work that ELF has done in the community and in our district schools. They're hosting a second annual costume-themed K-running event to bring together District 64 students, their families and friends and staff and community members. It's the Halloween Hustle, and of course, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a sponsor of something like that. Are you kidding me? I'm going to be dressing up probably as a big pumpkin running this 5K, so you can't miss me. The event starts and finishes at Hodges Park, and this takes place on Saturday, October 27th at 8 a.m. I think I'm in town. Yeah, I'm there. In Uptown Park Ridge. If I'm not, I'm there in spirit. That date just sounds so familiar to me. But we are still sponsoring it, so we'll have either me or somebody from the show there to represent. And so check it out. The cost is only $30 for adults, $30 for 16 to 17-year-olds, and little kids are free. You can visit the District64ELF.org website for ticket information. Okay, and then last but not least, Let's quick couple announcements from our one of Chicago's favorite charities, Misericordia. The Misericordia Young Professionals Council presents the Red Heart Bash. It's an evening of food, dancing, and fun benefiting Misericordia. Guests will enjoy 4 hours of open bar, heavy hors d'oeuvres, a live DJ, silent auction at the Wintrust Grand Banking Hall. Cocktail attire requested. That Wintrust Grand Banking Hall, where is that? It's actually in Chicago on LaSalle, 231 South LaSalle. You can register. Tickets are $115 before October 7th. After that, it's an extra $10. You know, VIP tickets are available as well. So that's that. And then Misericordia is also having the women's board ball. It's the Heart of Mercy Ball, Friday, November 16th at the Hilton Chicago at 720 South Michigan. You can check out the more on the website to get tickets, or you can call Jeanette Blunda. Let me give you Jeanette's email. It's jeanette.homb@gmail.com. That's kind of hard to remember. Why don't you guys just check out their website, misericordia.org, and get your tickets for that. I'll see you there. If you're going, shoot me a note. I'd love to see you, meet you, and appreciate all that you're doing to get involved with these charities that we highlight on the show every week. Okay, I told you we have some good guests on the show. Bruce Martin, he is on the board. He's on the board of directors for the Community Career Center. It's a not-for-profit based in Naperville. And what does the Community Career Center do? We'll talk to Bruce more about that, but it serves Chicagoland's workforce with employment workshops, networking, accountability groups. Hey, did you make calls today? Community roundtables, and individual support for job seekers in the areas of interviewing, resumes, and job search relaunch programs. Please welcome to the show, Bruce Martin. Hey, Bruce.
Dolly, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you, Bruce?
Not too bad. I have to tell you, I think it's I think it's super important that – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You have an important message. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that it's important that we honor the legends that we've all come in contact with. And I'm a pretty tough guy from Philadelphia, and you kind of got me there when you spoke about the mayor. And I think it's important that you did yourself and him an honor by what you had to say there. So good for you.
Yeah, there's not enough I could say about that man. And you know what I will say, I forgot to say this to everybody. And I wanted to point this out. This was really important to me, and I really didn't even think this as thoroughly out as I probably should have, but I'm so glad that I just did it. I guess it was just part of me, part of this gal grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. When someone dies, we all show up to the wake. You know, we all go, no matter what age. Everybody went. And funeral homes were right in the heart of our neighborhoods. We were passing them every single day to and from school. It's a part of life, dying, being born, and death. And it's just part of life, and a lot of people try to avoid that or are very uncomfortable with that. But that's just part of life. It's not the end. It's actually a new beginning, and depending upon what you believe. And for me, that's what it is. And so I brought my girls, my two younger ones, three older ones are away at college. I brought my two girls. Now I'm taking up time for Community Career Center, but I just will tell you
that's
this
okay.
Quick point.
That's okay. Go ahead. No, do it.
Point. I brought my two younger girls to the mayor's wake, and I'm so glad I did. It was a long wait, but it didn't take that long. It was only 2.5 hours, and it just flew by because, you know, there were so many items to look at, and my girls and I, we were just, we saw people we remembered or we were familiar with or got to visit, and it just, it didn't take as long as we thought, but it was 2.5 hours. We got up there, a wake is also to help the family that has lost their father. And so Carol, George, and Gary Pradle, it was really nice to see George again and Gary. And I haven't seen Carol in a while, but just to let them know how thankful. And I think I could speak for most of Naperville and most of even people that he's touched all over the world, from past Christian to Slovakia, sister city. You know, George Pradle was an amazing human being, and they needed to know that, and we needed to thank them for giving us that time with their dad and share the memory. So I think that helped them. That's what a wake is all about. And my girls, I was so proud of them. It was the first time they ever really went to a wake. And you know, sometimes as parents, we don't want to make our kids uncomfortable or do something that is not comfortable. And yeah, I'm glad I did that. So I'm not going to encourage anything. I'm just going to say my own experiences. You do what you got to do as a parent. You make the best decisions that you know how, and only you can make those decisions. But I don't think you'll ever regret bringing your children to a wake or a funeral, because that's what life is, and we respect and honor those that have gone before us. And Mayor held my baby. He held my babies during many city meetings in his office. He held little Molly and Caitlin. And I am so glad they were able to go there and pay respects to him too. So be courageous as a parent and go for it. We've got to teach our kids the value of life and death. And, you know, I think I've said enough. Bruce.
I agree with you completely.
Tell me the story about Mayor Pradle that you know.
I never met Mayor Pradle personally. I was at a number of events where he was, but people like you and I know Kim that you mentioned earlier, and a good friend of mine, Mary Morrissey, just all spoke in such glowing terms of him. And like I said, your tribute to him, you know, 5-6 minutes ago was you honored yourself and him, and I give you kudos for taking your girls. I think that's fantastic. That will serve them well down the road. So good for you.
Oh, we hope so. Well, speaking of serving well, the Community Career Center has been around, oh gosh, Bruce, how many years? I'm going to put you on the spot now. Community Career Center been around, and they're located in Naperville, right? Or is that Aurora?
Yeah, it's Naperville. More than 20 years. It's at basically Route 59 and 88. And about a combination of board and staff and volunteers of nearly 60 people. And the entire, as you said earlier, the entire motivation and mission of the center is to provide services to everybody who's in the workforce, primarily Western Chicagoland, but there are some folks who come to the center from Cook County and other counties, but Kane, Will, DuPage, and we do everything for folks who are in the workforce and who are looking to, you know, brush up their resume or their interviewing or even sharpen up their LinkedIn, which I can't talk enough about, to folks who are currently out of a job. And accountability, as you mentioned before, some accountability workshops, how to network better than they might be, working on their job search, you know, interviewing for a new job when you're out of a job. So many things that that Kim and all the volunteers and her staff out there do. And Kim is a force of nature, and she is the face of the organization. I like to tell people, and I should tell the board more often, that she doesn't work for us. We work for her because we're there to support her in that mission, and she does a heck of a job with it.
Kim White, the executive director of the Community
Yes.
Career
Yep.
Center. I want to get into the charity event coming up because it's one of their biggest of the year. It sells out like within minutes, folks, every year. And it's a major fundraiser. But first, Bruce, tell us, you know, how many people come through the door at Community Career Center on a daily basis And then yearly, let's talk in terms of those kind of numbers so people at home who've never heard of Community Career Center know the impact they're having on people's lives that are in need of help.
I think the daily number, it kind of fluctuates depending on the time of the year and kids in school and where unemployment is. But on an annual basis, you know, we've got, you're looking at well over 1,000 people coming through the door for a variety of different things. You know, we're doing almost a workshop a day, which is unreal for a small staff who really brings it. And for people walking through the door to hear about, you know, how do I improve my LinkedIn or how do I improve, you know, what the networking that I'm doing or whatnot. So our volunteers last year did well over 2,000 hours. The volunteers, not even the paid staff, the volunteers did over 2,000 hours of workshops. And we did 1,300 face-to-face one-on-ones with people who want to come in and like do mock interviewing, who want, you know, and someone like me who's an executive recruiter to look at their resume. So more than 1,300 of those in the year. Yeah, in addition to all the hours that were volunteered for workshops and seminars. So there's a lot going on, as you can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a valuable resource to have any time, any year. But it was there during the recession. And I know Community Career Center was really hard at work, and the community rallied around them to support people. You know, if you're not alone. If you're unemployed, you're looking for just some even moral support. I know Kim White herself has been there for so many people. Kim White, the executive director of the Community Career Center in Naperville. Bruce, there's a communitycareercenter.org, a website. Is there a phone number of people to get in on some of these programs? Do you have to be from the southwest suburbs? Could anybody come?
No, you don't. I think the best place to find all of our contact information is the website you just mentioned, and you don't. I actually met somebody who was volunteering at Last Fling with me for the center, who comes to the center from Chicago. So that's a 20-some mile drive. I'm not going to lie. We definitely focus on the western suburbs, like you just mentioned, but people come from all over Chicagoland.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk. We've got about 2.5 minutes left. We want to talk about the Community Career Center's Dancing with the Celebrities, a sold-out show. Bruce, tell us about it. Who's dancing this year? And sorry, we are running out of time. This always happens. We run out of time so fast on this show. But it's sold out. But definitely, I know NCTV, a local TV station, will have it, and there will be some stuff on YouTube. It's really fun to watch. But all of us, all the dancers dancing for a great cause. Tell us a little bit about the event and the dancers this year.
The event, my first event was last year. That's kind of how I wound up being on the board a year later. But you did steal my thunder talking about, because I was going to mention that you did win, that you were the grand champion the second year we had this. This is our ninth year. We will have a very special guest dancer, which I'm not allowed to say any more than that, but I am kind of rooting for one specific dancer. My friend Natasha Mariner is dancing in the dancing this year, and it's an amazing event. There's a live auction halfway through with an auctioneer, and all of the silent auction stuff. And the live auction stuff is just really cool stuff, from Yeti coolers to camping in the Rockies. I mean, it's just, and to the best, Kim somehow gets the best tickets in Chicago for this thing. So it does sell out.
Unfortunately,
right?
We can't take it. Yeah. And unfortunately though, we can't all participate in that because it's sold out, but you can go online and get tickets for next year. And I will point out this, how lucky was Kim White to have recruited someone like you, Bruce, who actually is an executive recruiter, who just happened to be at the fundraiser on the board. So she got really lucky with that.
I'm going to give the credit for that to my friend Dean Washington, who was last year's grand champion. Before he danced, Dean put me in a corner with Kim and said, "You guys need to talk." And then he went out and won the thing, and then I wound up on the board. So, yeah, it was a great night last year, no doubt. I'm looking forward to next Wednesday, the 19th. And I can't say enough about Mason Sambica, who gives us that facility and just does it completely right. It's every bit of gala, and it's a great night for Naperville.
I'm so glad you mentioned Hussein and Mason Sabika. That's another thing we can promote. Mason Sabika. Everybody, thanks so much, Bruce, for tuning in. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Check out the communitycareercenter.org. Bruce Martin, we really appreciate your time on the board of directors there. That's all the time we have. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And we'll see you next week for another good show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.